On Sports Today, the coaches back to back. For Paul McGovern at WA Hino, the big name in trucks.
On 882-6PR.
Yeah, good on you, Paul. He's just getting in his car as we speak. He'll be listening on the way home through to Qdale, Mad, Fremantle and South Fremantle supporter. Hello, Ross Lyon.
G'day, Brett.
How are you?
How are you, mate?
Good.
Give us your overview. 2 weeks in a row, probably been outworked and got the wrong result.
No, I disagree with the 2 weeks in a row. I thought Sydney outworked. Well, on the weekend, we did a lot right. We competed pretty well. Had a huge amount of entries. At the end of the day, we just didn't capitalise and didn't use the ball very well. So our stoppage work was strong. Our ground level was really strong. 55 inches to 45. And by the end of the day, really quite inefficient with the ball and just fluffed some opportunities. And, got a couple of soft 450 goals. So, I wouldn't say we're outworking the weekend by any measure.
But the ball's coming out of your 450 a little bit too easy now. I mean, I know you've only got Pav down there, but often there's 2-on-1, 3-on-1. You would have been lamenting the fact that Valentine wasn't there.
Well, I think they had their plus one in the right spot and we didn't use the ball very well. So, and there was just some silly use we didn't use it in the manner that we're trained to and the boys normally expect of themselves. So, and just a bit bomby and therefore got counterpunched a few times. But, it was just they were efficient on a few occasions and really were quite inefficient. I mean, the pure numbers, if you use the ball well enough, you sort of, without taking it away from anything from North Melbourne, I mean, even in the last quarter, we had 16 entries and kicked 5 points. So, look, we had plenty of opportunities. We've reviewed that, identified it, and we'll train it. And so there's a lot of good things in shape for us. I've certainly gone through all of our stuff. We rate highly in a number of areas, but just that consistency across the board we're looking for. So, there's nothing dramatically wrong here.
As you know, Coach, inside 50 efficiency, 38% conversion rate, 38% like the Eagles. If you don't take your opportunities, you're not going to win too many games of footy in this caper because it's so even. And I think we saw that across, and we've seen that probably across 6 rounds, that, you look at the top of the ladder now, it's tightened up at the bottom as well. And just those small things are going to make a mountain difference. And this one's got away.
Yeah, look, they deserved it because they were better with the ball, but they certainly didn't outwork us or outcompete us. I mean, that's not accurate. So, and I mean, not looking at the numbers, we took more marks inside 50s. But at the end of the day, we didn't win. Why didn't we win? Well, we didn't position correctly. They, double-teamed Pav and went to Pav too much and didn't use the ball. So it's really, because our effort was really strong, it's really easy to identify what went wrong. It's not as easy to quickly turn the tap on and fix it. So we know we're playing a quality opposition this week. The Eagles will be thinking it's one that got away as well. So both of us get an opportunity to improve our football and try and get 4 points.
What about your shutdown roles? Because obviously you've got a couple of players that play those roles in your team. They haven't been as effective in the last couple of weeks in those particular roles. I mean, Harvey got away on the weekend, for example.
Yeah, well, we only really employ one. Yeah, but when the game was up for grabs, Roaring kept him to nothing in the last quarter to give us a chance to win. And the week before, I didn't think Kieran Jack was an issue. Roaring had done a pretty good job. So, look, Ryan's done so many good things that... But look, at the end of the day, even, Boomer probably had 10 in the first quarter and we had 8 shots on goal and we just stuffed up rep time, really. Kicked it out into the corridor a few times when we didn't need to and invited them back into the game. You know, it was a really strong start, like 4-4 to... So, yeah, he was getting the ball, but, I think he accumulated and in the end was damaging, but, Ryan got on top in the end and he didn't have a touch in the last quarter. What's your name? Brent. So, Ryan sort of fought on,
Yeah. Ross, I've taken on board what you said. I've listened to you there and all that. I suppose, but do you feel as though that you're getting the same output? I mean, every club gets injuries and suspensions. Do you believe you're getting the same output that you were perhaps this time last year? And at times, do you think you need to change things a little bit, or do you think that you might have got as much as you can out of some of these blokes and you may need to change personnel, for instance?
Yeah, no, we always look at who deserves to be in the team and who doesn't. So rolled up to the showgrounds the next day and had a look, and there was a few that were okay. Anthony Morabito is really building. It was fantastic. Tabanar worked away, and Brady Gray, Hayden Valentine is available from suspension. So there's that. Look, I don't tend to make grand sweeping statements. We're 3-3 last year. We're 4-2s, if you want to look backwards. So, and we could easily be 4-2. We've been probably a little... We had a shocker last year, I think, against Hawthorn early, and we had a loss not dissimilar against Essendon early, where we thought we'd done enough to win, but we made some bad blues with the ball and they scored pretty easy. So it's not new ground, but overall, if we can get our consistency right, we think we're still in pretty good shape.
Now, is Mayne injured? Because he was limping late in the match when he sort of...
Yeah, he looked a little bit sore late. Yeah. He just lost that critical one-on-one, but he was better again. Oh, I thought he's quite good on the weekend without being brilliant. You know, so, yeah, he'll keep going. He'll be better again. At the end of the day, he had a significant ankle injury and he pushed to get himself up. Probably went a week early. I thought on the weekend he was pretty good and contributed. So I expect him to be... Not expecting, but he will be better again because he's one of our top-level players.
Now, you subbed De Boer out. Is he okay?
Yeah, he was fine. Look, was it the right call? We lost a bit of pressure, but, you know, the run of Tommy Sheridan, yeah, I don't think it was here or there. And I think, again, and it's not all about numbers, but we did have 16 entries in the last quarter. And there was plenty, numerous opportunities, but lack of composure with the ball. They weren't picking us up. And we just kicked it straight to them. So it's easy to defend when you do that. You know?
There was little Hayden Ballantyne in the rooms after the game. And if you were mad, did you see him?
No, I remember Dennis Fagan after they lost the final and Swass and Archer were smoozing in the race and they got the Kookaburra. So, no, Hayden was around. Look, Hayden knows we would have loved him to play and it probably had an effect. But, you know, the graveyard's full of irreplaceable players, you know.
Did you throw balls at his feet during training and make him work it off or...?
No, I got a coaching panel now and a conditioning team, so I don't do much. I'm sort of just a figurehead, really.
So you don't enjoy that? Because Malthouse used to love that sort of stuff. When you know, me and others used to get reported, that was our drill.
What do you used to say? Because we're getting a few reported. What do you used to say to you?
What did he say? Yeah. Mate, he didn't used to say much. All he used to do, mate, was just chuck the ball out constantly, and he used to run around. You used to have to get it back to him. And so you spent the whole time with your head on the ground, basically, trying to flick the ball back up to him.
Okay, I like it. I think I'm going to adopt that. That's a new rule. Anyone gets reported, it's an hour one-on-one with the coach.
Well, and I tell you, Anthony Morabito, speaking of him, after he has been playing well, he's got an appearance tomorrow night at the Waffle Tribunal.
Yeah, look, I don't know if I can preempt the Waffle. I don't know where I sit on that, but I was there.
Yeah.
And he just attacked the ball really well, I thought. But at the end of the day, we'll go through the... I'd be really disappointed, but we'll let it go through the process. All I saw was an attack on the ball and a collision. So, but at the end of the day, the Waffle are a pretty well run organisation. So we'll let it go through the process.
Every week's a challenge, we know that, but this don't come any bigger than this one. And what a way to get back on the winning list if you can.
Yeah, look, I don't. So, yeah, look, it's a derby, and you know it's a great rivalry for the town. Both, I think it's their home derby. So, yeah, we're looking to try and bank 4 points, but the only way you can do that is improve your footy. And everyone talks about big games and must-win games. At the end of it all, you know, we add up our wins and losses in the year and see where we are. At the end of the day, we sit in the eight, we're 3-3, they're 3-3, and there's plenty of opportunity for both teams going forward. But, yeah, we would like to get on the winning list, there's no doubt about it.
Who's in danger of missing out on form? Am I wrong? Am I totally off the park here? I've been worried
you're
about...
You're the judge, we know that.
I've been worried about Lee Spur.
No, I don't know who you're talking to there. I think he had one bad game. He played on a pretty handy forward, Lindsay Thomas, on the weekend. I think Lindsay kicked one goal off a turnover and one from a free kick outside 50, a point, so... Lindsay Thomas, a couple of bags of eight. Lee Spurs had 9 and kept into one goal, so I thought he was pretty good. So
four or five.
Sometimes your inside male boys is a fair way off.
No, there's about three or four.
You want to get new ex-teammates and...
There's three or four forwards. There's three or four forwards I'll be getting into before I got into him, Barney.
Oh, no, I just think I don't think he's quite hit the heights that I thought he might have this year, and I just think that, yeah, he might have kept Lindsay Thomas to one goal on the weekend, but I thought his mistake, his option takings were wrong, he kicked in the man on the mark, these sort of things, so that all comes into play.
Yeah, maybe.
Hey, well, is he higher up than
Steve Rossich? He's worried about that too.
No, is he higher up?
Everyone's focused on skill errors when you lose.
Well, I don't think I haven't spoken to Steve, but is there others that are giving you some sort of concern? Are you worried about how long you can go with them?
Look, as I said, we get together as a match committee. We've got some really experienced hits. We've got Peter Sumich, myself, Michael Pryor. Yeah, Kirk Green, but he's getting there. Stoney's very experienced. And we back ourselves in to filter out. The important thing in match committee, and you make a good point, we just don't roll on here. So we'll sit down and look at it and how do we keep, every time we pick a team, we send a message to what we value. So we know all our players look at it. And so therefore we take it very seriously. But as it is, I feel quite positive about the group, where we're at. We're not playing our best football, but there's only one way to get there, and that's to keep working at it. So we'll look at the team. Will there be a change? Quite possibly. We'll see.
Craig has asked at your opinion, who's tuned in, on Jacob Ballard.
Well, it's Jacob's brother, is it, or his dad?
So. No, it's Craig.
He's a mature age rookie, that model, not super old, really hard-working kid, smart kid, studying law. Really hard-working midfielder, needs to use the ball a bit better, but has been injured since he got over, but he's really starting to work into some form. So our peel, we'd like some better results, but the injuries that we suffer affects their sort of depth and talent pool and personnel. So we expect, as we get some return, that they'll get a bit better as well. But Jacob's been terrific.
Good on you, Ross. Thanks for your time. Really appreciate it. Looking forward to the Derby this week. Talk to you next Monday.
You've got a few blokes on the steel. You've executed six tonight, Brad.
Oh, well, I have to get... I reckon if you execute six, Ross, you get three.
Don't worry, you'll shoot a dozen eagles.
No worries.
All the best.
Thanks, Les.
Ross Lyon from the Fremantle Dockers. We'll get your thoughts, and they're not too far away. Adam Simpson on the coaches, back-to-back for Paul McGovern at WA Hino.
Sports Today, brought to you by the good sports at Yes Loans.
882 6PM.